Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says America needs to step up in the world trade market, but a lame duck vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership might not accomplish that goal. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, the Kentucky Republican said America needs to work its way back into the trading business. However, he doesn't see TPP being the right way to do that right now. For starters, he said bringing up the agreement before the end of the year could be damaging to America's trade ambitions.
And I believe if it were brought up this year, it would be defeated anyway, leading you to raise the obvious question, if you're interested in America still being in the trading business in the future, in what way is it advantageous to have a trade agreement go down?
Many of the nation's most influential ag groups are pushing for a vote on TPP in the lame duck session. That's largely based on concerns that presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton might not sign the agreement, but current President Barack Obama would. McConnell has said before and reiterated on Thursday that he doesn't want to bring up TPP this year. He pointed out that the next president would still have trade promotion authority and the ability to advance the TPP.
The mechanism by which you can submit an agreement and get a vote is still in place, and TPP is still out there. So I would hope that whoever's elected president, we can get back into having a serious discussion about the benefits to America of being in the trading business. America's been a great trading country going back to the founding of the country. But right now, it's politically toxic, and I don't think the Congress is ready to tackle it in any positive way.
Since both major party candidates have stated their opposition to the agreement, McConnell said whoever is elected would need to change their mind for it to move forward.
Well, that would be the only way, obviously, that we could have another discussion about trade would be for whoever is elected president, since they negotiate the deals and they send them up. The president's a big, big player in trade. And we gave the president the tool to be a big player in trade by giving him TPA. So, yeah, I mean, if we were going to have another discussion about trade, it would have to be led by whoever the next president is.
House Speaker Paul Ryan was also asked about TPP on Thursday, but he said he had nothing new to add on the subject. House Ways and Means Chair Kevin Brady and Senate Finance Committee Chair Orrin Hatch have both made a push for a lame duck vote. Congress is now out of town until after the November elections. After that, 3 legislative weeks are on the schedule in the lame duck session. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.